We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, my first couple years here, I played tackle and center, and so it's my fourth year in the system, so I know the offense at the back of my head at this point. There wasn't too much for me to catch up on, you know, because I already know all the calls. It's just a matter of getting the snaps down, making sure Josh is comfortable taking the snaps, because it's different, you know, for a quarterback taking snaps from another person. People don't really realize that. It's kind of like playing, you know, moving from one side of the line to the other. It's like writing with your left hand, almost.
It's our guy Rick Bates, Bill Center. Bill Center yesterday, I should say. He's been guard the rest of the games, but he kicks into the middle for the Bills game against the Lions, and we'll see. Mitch Morse returns, which could be as soon as next Thursday, Bates slides back to guard. 803-0550 is the phone number. Joe DiBiase on the Extra Point Show. We're just kind of evaluating, trying to figure out why is the offense still look like such a struggle, and that is even after a win. A win where the offense scored 26 points. They were 3-for-4 in the red zone, which is an improvement, but we still had a red zone interception. And a monster play at the end. Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. Man, how many quarterbacks? How many offenses? 23 seconds left, all three timeouts. You need three. You need three to win. I think the Chiefs are the only offense in football I would take over the Bills for that. Even with all of their struggles and Allen maybe having an injured elbow. And Ken Dorsey calling plays, offensive linemen hurt, all of it. And that play was right there. Watch why. Diggs, that break in his route to cut to the middle of the field. He loses the corner right then and there. That is just an elite receiver understanding his route, understanding where point B is. Point A is the line of scrimmage. He knows how to get to point B and how to get there with the corner 5 yards behind him. So that all he's got to worry about is Diggs does his job up until until the point of the ball making contact is perfect. How crisp the release is off the line of scrimmage, how clean the break is to lose the corner. He gets to the spot. He makes it so that all he's got to do is catch the ball when the safety hits. Because he knows the way that play concept is designed and the way he has to get open, the spot he's going to is where the safety is going to be. He's going to get hit. He's got to make the catch. That's a complete receiver. All facets of his game on display. The route running, the speed, and then the hands and the body control to have it right on him, take that missile, catch it, and then hold on to it without a doubt when he's getting blasted from behind by a safety who is hustling to get there. He's moving when he makes contact, and Diggs still hangs onto the football. Just elite receiver. What else can you say? He's a master, and Allen, perfect too. I watched that playback like five times in the break. So I just said that all about Diggs. Now let's microanalyze Allen a little bit. Allen drops back. He's got a rusher coming on the right. He's handled. It's Bates, actually. Bates picks up a man who's trying to rush inside, and he kind of shoves him to the right. But Allen then has got to step up a little bit left, but he's got to step up. Allen's eyes are left at Gabe Davis. He's moving one of the safeties. I think he's moving the left safety. with his eyes. And his eyes, like, he knows the whole time where this ball's going. He knows this is going to Diggs. And Allen actually talked about in postgame, he and Dorsey had talked about this look the Lions had given in previous games. And they knew they had this play in their back pocket if they needed it. And the Lions showed the look they liked. So Allen knows from the snap, this ball's going to Diggs. And that's why he is looking off the safety, only to look off the safety. He's not looking at Davis to ever throw it to him. He's looking at Davis to move the safety. His eyes shift right as he's throwing. Like, he's decided he's throwing to Diggs, because that's just mental. That is just the quarterback understanding the defense, the quarterback understanding the play call, and understanding everything that's about to happen before he even throws it. Doesn't even have to look to know he's throwing that football there. It's just an incredible play. It's a master display of talent, skill, mental, all of it. So good. 803-0550 is the phone number. Still some problems. What do you got? Are anyone out there want to tell me that there isn't an issue with this offense right now and that this is all for nothing? Or is there a thing that you are legitimately concerned about with this offense? It could be the red zone offense, could be the play calling, could be Allen's elbow. Mark in Amherst, you're next up on the Extra Point Show. What's up, Mark?
Yes, how you doing? This is just my personal opinion. I believe we got a couple things going on. We got a confused play caller, and then we got lack of use of Nyheim Hines. You trade for him at the deadline. He's number two on the depth chart in Indianapolis only because Jonathan Taylor is an all-pro. He comes here, he finds himself number three. He gets a token carry. He's a game-breaker. Pat McAfee will tell you all day long, this guy is a game-breaker. I thought when we traded for him, he was coming here to make a difference, and I have no idea what Ken Dorsey is doing. One time when CBS showed him up in the booth, his head was buried in the play sheet. Looked like he was having a hard time picking a play within the 30 seconds. I have no idea. I'm going to hang up and listen to your answers.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Mark. I think that Dorsey is doing an okay job. I think there are some things that are missing from the offense that were present when Brian Daboll was calling plays. There's definitely a drop-off. There could just be a learning curve. So, you know, I want to be careful to criticize Dorsey while recognizing they're the second-best offense in football this year. By every measurement, they're the second-best offense in football. Except, actually, not all of them. Some of them, they're first. Scoring percentage on their drives, like, they're elite. They're an elite offense, and that's with the injuries and with Allen's elbow and the O-line, just... There's only so much nitpicking you can do. Some of it is right to do. Some of it is right to do. The red zone, they got to change that. I don't know what they got to do, but I feel like a lot of the Bills' problems and a lot of the problems that Dorsey is getting some criticism for can be fixed in an instant with design quarterback runs. Right? I mean, that play is number two on the Bills' offense. The Bills' most effective plays. Allen to Diggs is number one. Allen running is number two. And you saw it yesterday when the game got tight and the Bills decided, okay, let's unleash this. They try not to use it. That's been very clear over the years. They try not to use it until they absolutely have to or until it's do or die. And the Bills, at the end of that Lions game, decided it's do or die. And they ran, I think it was four design quarterback runs. And I got to pull up the numbers. I saw a tweet, though. It was like four design quarterback runs, and they got like 35 yards. Almost 10 yards a play. And that happened down the stretch. Allen puts them into better field goal range after the Diggs play. And the plays just look easy. Easy. Those Allen runs look easy. And I don't know how much I want to truly believe this, but I feel like they can just unleash that at any moment and all of these issues go away. All of them. They get harder to defend. That frees up certain receivers to be more open because they got to spend more time focusing on Allen running. The red zone, we know it'll help the red zone. I don't know if I want to go as far as say fix the red zone offense, but we know the moment they decide we're going to start running Allen, it's going to help the red zone offense. I mean, it was an accident, that touchdown run that he had yesterday against the Lions. He drops the football, and the moment he drops the football, it becomes a design quarterback run because now he's got to reset his feet, he's got to reset his eyes. There's too much to do in the amount of time that a pass rusher could get to him by the time he's going to reset and look to throw the football. So Allen drops it, the pass play's dead. Now it becomes a design quarterback run by accident. And look how easy it was. He's got a linebacker coming free at him. He just steps around him, walks into the end zone. It's too easy. And again, I don't know how much I want to assume it'll just fix everything, but it feels like Allen running, when they decide to unleash that, which they usually save for later in the year, will just fix it. Let's go the Hines point real quick before we take another call. Hines played 4 snaps yesterday. I want to see him more at receiver. I don't need him at running back. Play Cook as much as you've been playing him the last couple of weeks. Singletary's fine as your number one running back as long as he's healthy. They need receivers. They need guys that can line up out wide and play. And Hines has done a good chunk of that in his career. I'd wish it was a true receiver doing it, but the Bills are kind of out of options behind their starting three. So I'd want to see Hines play more just so I don't have to see Tanner Gentry on the field ever again. No offense to Tanner Gentry. I'm sure the guy works really hard. 803-0550 is the phone number. Who we got next here? Let's go to Jack and Kenmore. You're on the Extra Point Show. How's it going, Jack?
Well, I finally got on. I called you earlier, but I didn't get through, so I hadn't hung up.
All right, well, you're on.
Okay, listen, Mr. DiBiase, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Are you a Dagle?
What's that?
There it is. I said, are you Italian?
Ah, yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. You got one thing good going for you then. All right, listen, I coached the game. I am sick of these people calling in and complaining and picky-using of these little things that they're doing. It just makes me sick to my stomach. I was so happy they won the game. We won the game with 23 seconds. Finally, we got a break. The Lord blessed us. And I just want to know, the Super Bowl will be, if we get there, it's going to be like this yesterday. You're going to be on the edge of your seat the whole game, but we're going to win it in the end because I believe in this team. And the other thing I want to ask you, do you have any idea how Dawkins is or Von Miller?
Well, we're waiting on those two, so we don't really know officially yet. My question would be, why the red zone problems? Why the turnovers? Why? Because I get it. I think they're fine. But you can criticize little things when they're going so clearly wrong. The Bills, I mean, Allen had 2 red zone interceptions, or turnovers even, maybe. It was just turnovers, not even picks, in his whole career until the last month. 2. And he's got 1 every game. Like, why is that changing? Why has that happened? I don't know if we have a good answer to it. The best answer we might have to it is that they're predictable. That when it's an RPO yesterday, and Allen fakes decides not to give the ball to Singletary, Diggs and ISO coverage on the right comes free, all of the Lions know where the ball's going. They all know it's going to Diggs. They all know that look, that RPO look means all we have to do is cover the B gaps where Singletary can run, and we get our hands up when he throws it to Diggs. That's exactly what happened. He goes to throw the ball to Diggs, and boom, there's the arms, all of them. They know that pass is coming. And once in a while, it's going to get batted and picked. That's been happening. So just because they are still an elite offense, which is right to say, doesn't mean that they don't have to fix the red zone. Because you might need that in a big spot in a game where the season is on the line, and you don't want to be predictable when you need it. Let's go to Zach in Buffalo. How's it going, Zach?
What's up, Joe? Thanks for having me on, man.
Sure thing.
This wasn't my point originally, but to kind of piggyback on you, I think another thing with being so nitpicky about these little things is just like we've seen how good this team can be as well. So it's almost maddening when they aren't, you know, performing in the red zone. I mean, I know that's been a struggle multiple times, even last year as well, a bit at times too. But I don't think it's wrong to be so nitpicky in that regard. But again here. So I'm just tuning in, so I apologize if you've kind of run over this track already. But, you know, I'm not expecting Dawson Knox to get 10 targets for 150 yards every week or anything like that. That seems beyond unreasonable. But I was curious as to what your thought is trying to get him, like, more involved and even just these small chunk plays, like pass, you know, a little bit underneath for 10 yards, maybe get a few yards after the catch, or even try and run like two tight end sets with Tommy Sweetie or something like that. It just seems like such a missing piece of this offense that, you know, I know he's blocking as well, so I don't want to say he's, you know, underutilized or anything like that, but it just seems like something, you know, they used him last year in different ways, and I don't want to overstate that they used him a ton or anything like that, but he seems like somebody that usually delivers when they get the ball in his hands. So I've been a little baffled on that front as well. So
it's a good question. I think some numbers on Knox that can put this into better perspective in this question. You mentioned, I know he's a tight end, he's blocking. He is. He's eighth in the league among tight ends in routes run. Eighth. That's high. He runs as many routes as almost any tight end in football. His target rate per route run is 33rd, which means there are, just by simple math, there are multiple teams that have more than one tight end, more than one on the same team that get a higher percentage of their targets per route run than Knox does. 16% of his routes, he's getting the look. I don't know. Has he ever been the guy you want to manufacture touches for? Don't you want a guy like that to command targets? McKenzie's always felt like the guy you manufacture things for because of his yards after catch ability. But I guess Knox does also have that. Knox is better yards after catch than Gabe Davis's. So, I don't know. I don't know what to do with him because the contract speaks to he should be more involved. But his career doesn't. His career says he's just a good starting tight end. And he's not somebody that you have to force the ball to. But he does have athletic traits and skills that it does feel like he would help them if they got the ball to him on a more consistent basis. But I don't know. Again, he's in the tight end position, in this world of all these Frankenstein tight ends running around where Travis Kelce, you can't cover him. It's impossible. Nobody has figured it out. Gronk for 15 years, nobody could figure it out. He is uncoverable. And I got George Kittle's running around out here. And I've got, you know, Darren Waller when he's healthy is this. All these tight ends that command the ball. Knox doesn't do that. And it doesn't mean he's not a good player. I'm kind of on the fence here because I feel like he would help them. But if he was so good that he would help them, I don't think you would have to manufacture touches to a tight end. When I hear the word manufacture, usually that means smaller guy, problems getting off the line, and you have to manufacture. I shouldn't have to manufacture for a tight end. But they might be out of options when it comes to alternatives to Diggs on a week in and week out basis. They've been okay recently. This is not a huge problem. McKenzie stepped up yesterday. They were good on this front yesterday. McKenzie stepped up, and Knox stepped up against the Browns, and Davis stepped up against the Steelers. They do have more often than not a second guy, but there are games where there's just nobody else but Diggs. Let's go back to the phone lines. We're getting connected with our fans, brought to you by the law firm of Gelber and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. Joe in Rochester, you're on the Extra Point Show. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call, bro. I appreciate it. I wanted to talk about Dorsey. I'm going to hopefully remain cautiously optimistic. Remember the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs? And, like, I think everyone just lambasted McDermott for his inability to, like, have that killer instinct, go for it on fourth and one. And he seemingly has learned from it, and he's become a better coach because of it. And I consider him one of the best coaches in the NFL. I really hope Dorsey is just hitting this, like, October, November lull, and he's like, I think he'll learn from it. I think he's a smart guy. You know, I think it's also interesting that Josh Allen is playing with an injury that people thought was going to sideline him for 4 weeks. So maybe some of the playbook is just not available. Like, yes, the rope to Diggs makes the elbow injury seem like it's like not a thing. But I think Allen is like a superhuman person who can throw that ball when he needs to throw the ball. So I don't know. I have hope in Dorsey. I think he's a smart guy. He's crazy. So, you know, I'm thinking that he's going to do what he needs to do. And then my last point is, did you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes, sir.
Season 8 of Game of Thrones, seemingly it was the worst, right? Everyone thought it was going to be the greatest thing ever, but it was the worst.
Yep. Listen,
we have these expectations for the Bills that they're going to go out every week, score 50 points, do amazing things.
Joe.
That's not going to happen. A win's a win, baby. I'll take it. So.
Okay. So let me just get straight. You're not are you comparing the Bills right now to Season 8 of Game of Thrones? I just want to get this clear.
A little bit, because we had these expectations going. No. We had these expectations going into the year that we were going to just like crush it. Everyone thought Season 8 of Game of Thrones was going to crush it, and it didn't. But actually, I understand the flaw in my argument, because seemingly it ended on it. I like where I started. I don't like where I finished. But
I was going to say, how bad was Season 8 though? Because for me, if the Bills were Season 8 of Game of Thrones, they'd be like, I don't know, like 3-10 or 3-8, like 3-9, whatever the math checks out there.
That's fair. Maybe we'll do Season 7.
Thank you for the call, Joe. I do like the analogy. Like it's almost there. It's a good one. Even though, again, I think Season 8 was so bad that it's not perfect. But it's a good thought. The hype was so crazy that maybe anything they were going to do in this regular season was going to feel like a letdown. I'm open to that theory. I like that as a theory. What would be living up to expectations? What would have fans over the moon right now? If they were undefeated, sure, of course. I guess if they were healthy. Because they were going to lose games. One team ever has gone undefeated through the whole season. That's it. It's not going to happen where you don't lose a game. So how are you going to lose them? It's going to be flukes, right? I want to revisit this with New England. I wish I could just study 20 years of how it sounded in New England. How the fans reacted when they would lose. And how those losses happened. Because the Patriots, for 20 years, were the best franchise in football. Consistently. But they lost games. So what did it sound like when they lost games? What did it look like when they lost games? That's what's happening to the Bills. They're losing these games where you kind of know they're the better team, but you're going to lose games, so it'll happen. One game's close, and oh, I dropped a snap. I lost. Was I the worst team? Hail Mary by the Cardinals. Was I really worse? The wind against New England. Am I really a worse team? It's the NFL. It's not college football. Alabama wins every game. Not this year. But usually Alabama wins every game. Because the talent disparity is so large that those flukes can happen, but you have a 20-point cushion. I think the Bills can be a better team than everybody. Be the best team in the league. And it would look like this. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's take one more call before we hit a timeout. Let's go to Frank in Bradford. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Joe. It's hard to win in the NFL. And the other thing is this point spreads. When you go into Detroit, for example, as an 8.5-point favorite, or you're going to some other place to play and you're a heavy favorite, that puts a lot of pressure on you, and it gives an added bonus to the opposition because they're going to play harder, they're going to play better because they don't want to be embarrassed, right?
I guess, yes.
I think the point spread's a big reason why you see a lot of close games in this NFL, and obviously, the talent level has closed in since we have a salary cap, and it's just one of those things that you have to deal with. And I mean, you're going to have to win close games, and it seems like the Bills are starting to do that now.
That's the other thing. Thank you for pointing that out, Frank. I've also never subscribed to they can't win close games, and now that they're winning close games, they showed it on the TV broadcast yesterday. They put a graphic up: Bills in the last two seasons, 3-9 in one score games, 16-1 everywhere else. Like, we still are hearing it. I still don't think it matters, though. They're a great team. They're the only games they're going to lose are close games. They're not going to get controlled and just beat. Go back in the last three seasons. There's like one game where they've got just destroyed, and that was by the Colts last year. That's it. One game. So all of their losses will be one-score games. And they're going to blow teams out a lot, so I never subscribed to that. And they're winning them now. Sure. You know? And how much of it was them? The Lions, we haven't got to this yet. How did the Lions do that at the end of the game? How did they end the game with three timeouts? How? You had the ball with 2:10 remaining. You needed a touchdown to win and a field goal to tie. 2:10 remaining. You ran five run plays, and you ended the game with all three timeouts. How did you manage that? And they got lucky that the refs bailed them out. They got the clock stopped on a measurement. They got the clock stopped, which I thought was unjust and unfair, and it never was explained, after they reviewed for a spot. Did anyone else see that? 32 seconds to go. Amon-Ra St. Brown catches the football. The Lions are running up to the line of scrimmage. They don't even care what down it is. They're only thinking field goal or touchdown. They don't have enough plays to care about the first down. They're running to the line of scrimmage and not calling a timeout. And right before they snap it, the officials in the booth signal for a review. So they review it, and there's like 21 seconds left on the clock. And the refs, after respotting the ball, they put 11 seconds back on the clock for the Lions. They didn't use a timeout. They had no intention of taking a timeout, because they could have. They were running to the line of scrimmage. Why did they get those 11 seconds back? And it's great that it didn't end up mattering. In fact, it actually helped the Bills, if you think about it. The Bills might have needed it if there's only 12 seconds left. So that 11 seconds actually played into the Bills winning. But why did they get those 11 seconds? It was kind of amazing. Again, I don't want to complain about too much, though, because the Bills won. And that helped a lot. 803-0550 is the phone number. We have not talked Sabres yet, so we'll get to that. I had an incredible experience at the game on Wednesday, and the black and red was a huge part of it. The crowd, I got to describe what the crowd was like. I couldn't believe it. And if you weren't in the crowd, you might not believe it either. But it was insane. Get to that. And I got a thought on the World Cup, USA and England, today at 2. All that ahead. Plus your phone calls, 803-0550. Sex Point Show, Joe DiBiase. Sales off today. It's WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.